This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Zechariah chapters 12 through 14, Leroy looks at God's plan for removing the most difficult stain in the world. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The next time you go to the grocery store, take a look at all the products that remove stains. We have powders, liquids, sprays, gels, and all of them claim to make even the most stubborn stains disappear. But for the most difficult stain known to man, the stain of sin, there's only one remedy. In Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1, we read, "On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity." When I read that verse, I always think of Dr. Robert Dick Wilson, one of the most eminent Christian scholars of our time. When he was installed as a professor of theology at Princeton University, one of his colleagues remarked that they should not give this man a chair of theology, they should give him a bench. He was a noted linguist, a biblical scholar, and a humble, devoted servant of Christ. As the story goes, one day a student said, "Dr. Wilson, what is the most profound thought to ever enter your mind?" Without hesitation, Dr. Wilson replied by quoting the words of an old gospel hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away." And I feel compelled to remind you today that this fountain has never and will never lose its power to cleanse people like us from sin. When Jesus died on the cross, He shed His blood that we might receive the gift of eternal life if we turn to Him in repentance and faith. And my friend, if you have never done that, let me encourage you to do it now. God loves you and has given His Son, Jesus Christ, to die that you might live. It is Jesus Himself who says to us, "Repent and believe the good news." To repent means to turn from your sin to Christ, that you no longer live for yourself, but for Him who loved you and gave Himself for you. And what does it mean to believe? According to the Apostle John, it means to receive Christ, to open the door of your heart to Him, and welcome Him as your Savior and Lord. You can do that right now. To be cleansed from sin is to be free from guilt and free to live a new life of power. Christ Himself is the fountain where you can lose all your guilty stains. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy tells us what to do when the excitement of Christian living is gone. Join us on Daily Discipleship.